All right, a little over 24 hours, we'll Mistama all be in shul, you know, eagerly waiting Kriyas HaMegillah. But between then and now, we have Tanis Esther, the Fast of Esther. I thought I would talk a little bit about Tanis Esther. Tanis Esther is very unique among all the Taniyot we have during the course of the year. During the year, we have six fasts during the year. We have Yom Kippur, then we have the four Taniyot Tzibur, and then we have Tanis Esther. So of all of them, Tanis Esther is the only one that's not explicitly mentioned in the Psukim or even in Shas, not explicitly, though some want to say that you could, you know, see it somewhere here or there. But there's a machloka Rishonim why we're even fasting. So the way Rav Mirsky, that's Dr. Shiffman's Mechutin, he brings down in his Sefer, he quotes the base Yosef, some want to say that it's in memory of the fast of Esther. Esther fasted, we know in the Megillah, 3 days, in Nisan, so we're not going to fast 3 days in Nisan, we're going to bring it over and do one day here. Others say that Mistama, they fasted before they fought the battle. And most likely they fasted, like we see in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they fought Amalek, they fasted. So too they fasted, there's a remez from the Psukim. What's the remez? He says, so the Gemara says that the Yom Shloshasar is Man Kila Lekol. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So the Gemara says the 13th of Adar is a time of gathering for everyone. So the way Rabbeinu Tam understands that, they would gather for the fast. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam understands it. Any event, the Tanis Esther also is unique, that the Rishonim call Tanis Esther a Tanis Shel Simcha, a Tanis of Simcha, meaning that all the other Taniyot culminate in a catastrophe, unfortunately, that, you know, the Tishbav is catastrophe, well, the other Taniyot, they don't have a good ending. Tanis Esther has a nice ending, right? It has a nice ending. So the Rav wanted to say that it comes out, there are always more kulas by Tanis Esther than other Taniyot, but the Rav wanted to say in particular, the post can bring down by all the Taniyot, so you're only Asra and Achilin Shtia in drinking and eating, but the Mechaber or the post can bring down Bal Nefesh Yachmir B'Kulan. If a person's a pious person, he'll be Machmir in all the Inuyim, meaning if a person is pious, he won't bathe on a tanis, he won't anoint on a tanis. In other words, it's not, you know, it's not like pasnish. But on Tanis Esther, as the Rav wanted to say, that there's no need to even be machmir that way, because it's a tanis of simcha. It's a tanis of simcha. And with this, so the Rishonim come to answer a question. The Gemara learns, Purim is mentioned in Megillat Tanit. Megillat Tanit is a list of holidays that they had in time by Sheni. So the Gemara learns that if somebody's listed in Megillat Tanit, you're not allowed to fast the day before the holiday. In other words, you can't fast the day before the holiday. So the question is, how are we even permitted to fast Tanis Esther, since Purim is one of the holidays that was in Megillas Tanis? So one answer that Rishonim give, and Rav Schechter brings this down in his Sefer, and Rabbi Chaim Packer from the Beis Medrash mentioned this as well, is that it's a Tanis of Simcha. It's a Tanis of Simcha, it has a different aspect to it. So I want to talk a little bit more up here, Hashkafa, just for a few minutes, you know, to focus on some of the main ideas for Tanis Esther, perhaps that we could think about during the course of the fast. So Rav Schechter brings down in the Sefer Divrei Rav that you know, there are certain Ikari Amuna that come out during the year, and one of them is on Tanis Esther. The Rambam brings down that when calamities happen, that's a time for a person to have introspection and to try to understand why is this happening, and to do tshuva and to make an effort. And if a person says, it's just the way of the world, just teva, this, that, the other, so then that causes people to do more aveirot, and then the things just continue on. So Tanis Esther stands for the idea that our forebears saw a catastrophe, an impending catastrophe, and what did they do? They fasted 3 days. They fasted 3 days, and they did tshuva. And Baruch Hashem, it worked out in terms of a positive result. So it's an important idea for all of us just to take in our own minds that there's hashkacha pratit in the world. In other words, Ribono Shel Olam, both on the individual level and on the community level, there's a hashkacha from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and when bad things happen, so the way a person should be mefashresh b'masav, he should try to look into his deeds to try to figure out what is leading to these events. Now, Let me switch over to a little bit of drush that I think will blend in with it, hopefully. There's a famous gra, you know, and this gra, I have one of my rebbeim was Rav Avraham Bronshpiegel, because of Chorma Bracha. He would mention this gra each year, and there's a medrash that says that when the decrees came out, it was in time Mordechai and Esther, so Mordechai went by a yeshiva, and he interviewed three of the Talmidim there. He said, "Psok li psukecha, tell me what pasuk you've been studying in yeshiva today." And in Chazal, they do this, and that sort of gives you a type of augurs what the future will bring. So he goes to the first child, he says, the first child says, Al tira mi pachad pitom, umishot rishayim ki tavo. He says, don't be afraid from a sudden fear, umishot rishayim, from the holocaust of rishayim. Then he asks the second child, what did you study? So the second child says, oh, I studied Utsu Eitzah V'Tufar, Dabu Davar B'lo Yakum. I studied, there's a different pasuk. The first pasuk was from Mishlei. The second pasuk, I think it's from Yeshaya. Utsu Eitzah V'Tufar, like, you know, gather your counsel and it'll be undone. Dabu Davar B'lo Yakum, you know, speak and do all your plotting. Ki Iman Okel, because the Kadosh Baruch was with us. And then the third child said, he said, what did you do? He says, V'yad Zikna Anihu, V'yad Seva Aniyaspol, Aniyasiti, So he says that I'm, in other words, till old age, I'm with you, nothing to worry about. So the Medrash brings down that when Mordechai heard this, he was ecstatic. So the Gra explains what was so special about these three psukim. So the Gra says that if we look in Tanakh, we see three times Amalek attacked us. Once in Parshas Beshalach, then also in Parshat Chukat. In Parshat Chukat, it says in Parshat Chukat, it says when Aaron died, by Shmak Ni Melech Rad Yoshev Negev, that Kani heard that Yoshev Negev, and he attacked by Israel. And the third time in the time of Esther and Mordechai and Esther. So Mordechai said that each one of the psukim refers to a different one of these events. In other words, the first event in the time of Amalek when he attacks us on the Derech, that's Al tira mi pachat pitom. Don't be afraid from a sudden fear. In other words, they attacked us suddenly out of nowhere. So Al tira mi pachat pitom. And then the second time they attacked us was in Parshat Chukat. That's Utsu Eitza v'Tufar Dabru Davar v'lo Yakum. Chazal teach us that the Amalekim disguise themselves as Kananim. In other words, they spoke Kanani, so the Jews won't be able to be mispalel, save us from the... In other words, they're really Amalekim. So the Jews will think they're Kananim by speaking the Kanani language. And Mela, they'll pray that Hashem should save them from the Kananim. This is the way the plan would go according to the Amalekim. And the Jews, though, discern the Emes, and they said, you know, they just prayed in that Tontatina Amazebiadi. If you save us from this nation, sure, I'll be good. And then,
you know, I'm just saying there's another time Amalek attacked us.
Okay.
Not peeling.
Okay. I don't know how to address that issue. It's okay. Now the third time the Gra says is in time of Mordechai and Esther. And that's v'yad ziknanihu v'yad seva ani yispol. So that then the chachmei umos ha'olam, the Gentile chachamim, said to Haman, you know, I don't think you should start up with the Jews. You know, if you look at the people who started up with them, historically it's been a bad track record. Paro didn't turn out too well. Sennacherib didn't turn out too well. I don't recommend this. So Haman said, you know, what has the Ribon HaShalom done lately? You know, it's like a law firm. What have you done lately? He says the Ribon HaShalom was always old. Like, you know, I don't see miracles lately. So nothing to worry about. That's what Haman said. So, but what Haman didn't realize is that, and this is a little bit L'Kilas Yitzchak and Rav Matis Blum, is that even if we're not Zocha for Nisim Geluyim, for exposed, obvious miracles, but we could be Zocha for Nisim Nistarim. We could be Zocha for hidden miracles. And that's what it means, like Ba'ad Ziknani Hu. In other words, even if it's a late and point in time, and you are not Zocha for, you know, revealed miracles, but you know, I could save you with hidden miracles, which is the way he did it in the time of Mordechai the Esther. So it's a Musar Haskell, I think, for all of us. You know, there are so many, you know, difficulties in the world and life. There's all sorts of things, from nature, illness, and floods and things like that. But there's also like Klal Yisrael, the situation always in Eretz Yisrael is difficulties. But that's what Tanis Esther is standing in the message for us. That, you know, we don't have to be spectators. There are things that people say, what can I do? So you know, there's a lot of things people can do, but the first thing everyone could do is to have a cheshbon nefesh and say, you know, how can I improve? How can I improve my tefillah? How can I improve my Shabbos? How can I improve my kashrut, my tarot mishpacha? Maybe I'll make an impact on the future and on Klal Yisrael. That's what Tanis Esther is about. We see that our forebears were able to do that, and it had a positive impact, and we could do that too, hopefully. Anyway, so that's a little bit of thoughts of Tanis Esther. This is the Tanis of Simcha. Hopefully it should be a time of Simcha for all of us and all of Klal Yisrael. Okay.